Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on the 17th day of June, and this is where I pray through scripture verse by verse. We are starting our 501st episode today, and I'm super excited about that. And we have jumped over to a new chapter of Proverbs. We're now in Proverbs 6, verses 1 through 5, and it says this in the Message translation of the Bible, and others would call it a paraphrase. It says this: Dear friend, if you've gone into hawk with your neighbor or locked yourself into a deal with a stranger, if you have impulsively promised the shirt off your back and now find yourself shivering out in the cold, friend, don't waste a minute. Get yourself out of that mess. You're in that man's clutches. Go put on a long face, act desperate, don't procrastinate. There's no time to lose. Run like a deer from the hunter. Fly like a bird from the trapper. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for these very practical verses, and this is why I love your words so much. This is talking about co-signing for a loan. It's very simple, and I love just the wisdom of how it's not wise to do so. I know that some people do that for their kids, and it can just end up not being a really great experience in the long run, especially if the child defaults on the loan or our friend defaults on the loan and we are left with it. So Lord, give us wisdom in these kinds of circumstances with finances, and we would know just to take care of our own situation and not meddle ourselves into someone else's situation. Lord, this does not mean that we're not generous, of course. Lord, I pray that you would give us hearts of generosity for those who are down on their luck. And Lord, maybe it means that we don't co-sign loans, but we give away our money for the sake of another. Lord, I pray that you would give me in particular and those who are listening just a sensitive heart to your promptings and your wooings toward holding our hands out before you and keeping them open palmed and knowing that you own everything that we own and that our resources are fluid and that we can just give them away because we know that you are our provider ultimately. And as you convict us about someone who may need help, there is such joy that comes in our abundance being the supply for someone else's want. And so Lord, help us to live open-handed like that. Help us to live freely. And Lord, I also pray for those who are struggling right now financially, that they also would live open-handedly. A lot of times, Lord, we want to live open-handedly in giving out our money, but we live closed-fisted in receiving it, and we are denying someone else the joy of giving. And so, Lord, help us not only to be really good givers, but also gracious receivers, because there's no possibility of giving in the kingdom of God if there is not someone there to receive. And so, Lord, give us the humility of reception. Give us the ability to say yes when someone offers to help, and also give us that sensitivity to love others tangibly. I remember when we were without a job, and things were stressful in our home, and we were definitely living in austerity measures, and how encouraging it was, of course, to have people say that they were praying for us, but how even more encouraging it was when there was an envelope of money in the mailbox that we had no idea where it came from. So sometimes cold hard cash is really a blessing for people who are struggling financially. So Lord, you own it all. You are so good. You've got this going, and you've got such great wisdom in your word about how to handle our finances, how to save for a rainy day, how to be like the ants who store up their food for the winter, how to work industriously, how to flee from not be lazy, how to work the land, how to give freely of what we've been given, the power of community and how to bless our community. Lord, all these things are instructive and helpful in your word. So thank you that the word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to divide between bone and marrow help us to understand the intentions of the heart. And so Lord, help us again. I've been praying this a lot lately, but just help us to fall in love with the practicality of your word. Help us to fall in love with the poetry of your word. Help us to fall in love with the beauty of your word. Help us to fall in love with the conviction of your word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this 501st episode of Pray Every Day. You are loved. You are worth loving, and your life is worth living. And so do it to 100% of your ability with the power of the Lord within to help you.